Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS, and now the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Audible alert.
Okay.
Audible alert.
Hey, look, someone's coming in. Oh. Will you identify yourself, please?
I'm a Chinese hornet.
God, you're huge. I understand that four stings is enough to kill a cow.
Akigo, I'm a Chinese hornet. Chinese hornet out.
Wow.
Sorry, that's all I wanted to do.
That hornet working. Sounds a lot like Pony's
wow.
car.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, I just somehow Chinese hornets popped into my brain right before the show started.
I think they actually, don't they play in Fairfax County, the Chinese hornets?
The Chinese hornets. Do you know the story of the Chinese hornets,
no,
Oscar?
No, I don't.
Oh, Meg, do you know the story of the Chinese hornets?
Not at all.
Chinese hornets are killing people in China. They're lethal. They are as big as a human finger, and their bee stings can...
It's fatal.
Can bring people down. Five stings Jeez. Can bring people down. It's absolutely incredible.
Yes. Hey, Hornet. Hornet. Is it true about what they say about Chinese hornets?
What's that?
Is that 2 hours after they sting you, you want to get stung again?
Put your hand out, Spiwak.
How is it?
Yeah! There we go.
Hate me a Chinese hornet, boy.
The Chinese hornets are, it's a huge, where have you been? It's a huge news story. They're bringing down, they can bring down cows.
You see what they're doing? They're following the insignificant news stories like the government shutting down. You and me, we're all in on hornets.
Chinese hornets, big, big time Chinese hornets. It's scary.
Hey, buddy. Don't you ever get tired of running around like that? Uh-oh.
I'm looking at you, Joe.
Oh.
I'm looking at you, Santana.
Oh, please don't sting me.
I think I walk over to your shoulder.
They say they only... Not only are they vicious... They're also better at math than American hornets.
It
has to do with the education.
Yeah. Anyway, they can kill you with very little venom.
They kill cows.
They kill cows.
They kill
bring
cows,
down cows.
Oscar.
And they're terrorizing China. They actually are all over the countryside, and these nests are huge.
I gotta look these up.
And they're very, very... Look up, seriously. Look up Chinese hornets.
Chinese hornets. They're all the size of perfect
look,
Polly.
Look, Pony, looking back at you. Pony's got a picture of it.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Hornet.
Hello.
They say you only sting when provoked.
I know. I sting when I'm provoked or when I'm insulted.
Because I was going to say, you are really probably the ugliest looking bug I've ever seen.
Is that your wedding ring?
This is my wedding ring.
That is very nice. Yeah!
That's two.
That is two. Yeah. Thanks for keeping score.
Five and a dime.
Marv Albert over here.
Anything, of course, can become deadly if you eat enough of it.
Good segue.
These things are huge.
Sometimes it takes a really long time, but check out this list of 9 foods and drugs and the lethal doses for a 150-pound person.
Okay, so for me, we'd have to double it.
That's great. We both get to, Rob.
Okay.
That's exciting.
So as Paul Schaefer would say, so what you're saying, Dave, is you got a list of things that if you weighed 150 pounds,
yes.
This is how much you'd have to eat to kill yourself.
So really, though, you and I would have to double this.
Or we would just have to hang out and then get 4 times as much. And if Oscar was there, we'd fall on him and that would kill him.
This is really...
What substances?
So how much do you weigh, Oscar?
174.
Why? For a 150-pound person, that's not... How about a normal weighted person?
Well, you know what? Actually, I think I read somewhere that when you read the dosage of like over-the-counter medicine, that's for a 150-pound person. So you really can take 3 aspirin and it's no problem.
Okay.
This is a question I always love to ask.
Pony boy, pony
My pony boy.
Hello. In your protective nook, your current height and weight, please.
I guess 6'1 and 140 pounds.
Oh my God.
Pony time! Wow. Get up!
Wow.
So he also has problems with this list, but he says, who weighs 150 pounds?
Hey, Pony.
Yes, sir.
McMuffin?
Anyway, thank you.
If he was a woman, I'd be dating him.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
40 cigarettes, Pony. Whoa. I swear to God, it sounds is like top of the list.
Sounds like his to-do list.
I heard it's closer to 20.
40 cigarettes, it might not be obvious, but the nicotine is what would actually kill you. The dosage of nicotine in 40 cigarettes could kill you at 150 pounds.
Two packs, but that's got to be like right away, because I know there's people that knock out two packs a day.
That's taking the nicotine that's out. That's I would assume that's like taking the nicotine that's out of the cigarettes and injecting it.
Yeah, it'll give you a heart attack.
37. Thank you, Fonny.
Yes, it would, Mike.
37 and a half tubes of toothpaste.
Oh, that seems a lot.
You would die from the fluoride. So this is taking the chemical out of, you know.
So by you and I, we could eat like 75 tubes of toothpaste. And our breath has never been fresher.
Hi there.
It smells like mint.
5.1 pounds of spinach. This one was odd to me. I was surprised at this
one. I cooked 2 pounds last night.
You'd end up, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How do you prepare it?
With like this much olive oil and garlic.
Oh, so this is for your diet food?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How non-dieting before the show, Rob, how would he prepare spinach?
Oh, in bacon grease. With eggs.
Butter.
Yeah.
5.1 pounds of spinach, you'd end up overdosing on oxalic acid. Oxalic acid. Wasn't she a figure skater for Russia in the 1980s?
Drinking problem.
Yeah, Dick Button said she was great.
1.4 gallons of water. We as disc jockeys know all about that.
Oh, yeah. That's how we built the commercial breaks at JFK.
Remember the stunting out there where they made the lady drink all the water and she died.
Do you remember the name of the promotion?
Said it. Wee for your wee.
Wee for your wee.
Is it wee for wee?
Yeah.
Back when the Wii system first came, God, DJs. Hey, man. Boy, you feeling bad? You feeling tired? Hey, man, have some more water.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think you're sleepy?
Boy, that's it. You look like, hey, man, I think she passed out. Wow. Oh, hey, man, listen, this isn't funny anymore.
No.
Duh.
We've got pictures on our website.
1.8 cows worth of beef. That's a weird one right there. So that's like a cow and over a cow and a half.
Yeah.
So or like for 300 pounds of meat.
Yeah. But Mike, for us, that would be 3 cows. We could eat three cows.
Oh, I'd like to order 3 cows, please.
So you're saying were to eat 3 pounds, 3 cows?
So you're saying you'd have to go to another farm.
So you'd have to call another mortuary.
Okay. Believe it or not, the iron would kill you in a cow.
Sure.
Now, here's one that should scare everybody in this room, with the exception of Officer Meg. 18 shots of vodka.
Not true.
Confirmed.
Now, really, isn't that... I guess if you were... How many shots of vodka in a fifth?
Well, a fifth is roughly, it's a little less than a quart. So if you're thinking 30 ounces.
Good job, Rob.
And a shot is an ounce and a half.
Right.
It's 20 shots.
So if you
can you verify that for me, Pony? I think it's an ounce, right, ounce and a half and
so
a 30.
So if you chugged a fifth of vodka, you'd die.
Yeah, but you
for
know
non-alcoholics.
What?
What's that?
For non-alcoholics.
20 and shots is rough.
So also, the alcoholic would probably be able to absorb it better?
Oh, yes.
Really?
And also 150 pounds again. I mean, this is a wisp of a thing.
20 shots.
20 shots.
There's 25 and a half shots.
There you go.
I'm just thinking I'm thinking over the course of an evening.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When I turned 21, I drank 3/4 of a bottle of Montezuma tequila.
Jesus.
A plastic bottle.
How much did you vomit?
I vomited, and I woke up naked and in an all-guys dorm, which is always good. And I remember I said that I could have died last night.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But you're stronger.
Yes.
You know what? I've always avoided any liquor in a plastic bottle. This is something that you can really stand by.
I'm a Popoff fan.
Of course you are.
My mom used to drink Popoff.
Well.
Yeah, I come in, hey, Mom, you want some Grey Goose? No, get me my Popoff.
Well, because it was cheap?
It was. She just got, you get a taste for stuff. And she liked her cheap vodka.
Yeah, you know what? Also, stay away from Bowman's, which is a plastic bottled vodka brewed in the great state of Virginia.
The whole idea of liquor is that, you know, it's brand name. You get Jack Daniel's bourbon. You get Johnny Walker Scotch. But Bowman's made them all.
Yeah.
And I think it was just done with food coloring.
Oh, you know, and this is one of my favorite things. I was doing an appearance for a maybe a second shelf liquor company.
Right.
And they were saying, we're bringing out something new. I want you to try it. And I tasted it. It was raspberry liqueur.
Uh-huh.
And it was very similar to what might take the bottom of the paint off the boat. But it did have a raspberry flavor. And I tasted it. And he says, what do you think? I said, good, I guess. He says, well, you know Chambord? I said, yeah. He says, well, this is cheaper. That was his sales pitch.
That's it. 48 cups of coffee. The caffeine would be a lethal ingredient. Yeah. 122,448 pieces of tuna sushi. That much would give you a lethal dose of mercury. That one's scary, even though it's a massive number.
Sure.
It's still scary. That
and doesn't mercury remain in your body?
I think so.
That would be like that much sushi over maybe a year.
And finally,
yeah.
A single polar bear liver.
A single what? Polar bear liver.
One single polar bear liver.
Yes.
The stored vitamin A would kill you.
Oscar, I dare you.
No, I can't do that.
But really? The good news
Have
is,
no, Mike, not polar bear.
Good news is, Mike, you and I, we could eat two.
And stay away from those polar bears if they drink 18 shots of vodka.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My brother, I couldn't say a single word to him in reply.
Why do you stammer so much more with David than you ever do with me?
Because you're bloody well paid to listen.
Bertie, I'm not a geisha girl.
Stop trying to be so bloody clever.
What is it about David that stops you speaking?
What is it about you that bloody well makes you want to go on about it the whole bloody time?
Vulgar but fluent. You don't stammer when you swear.
No, bugger off.
Is that the best you can do?
Well, bloody bugger to you, you beastly bastard.
Oh, a public school prig could do better than that. Yes. Defecation flows trippingly from the tongue.
Because I'm angry!
Do you know the F word?
Fornication?
Oh, Bertie.
And bugger. Bugger, bugger, buggity, buggity, buggity. Ass.
Yes.
Balls, balls.
You see, not a hesitation.
And Willy. And.
Dad, what's going on?
Sorry.
Just finish your homework.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded over 20 million times. We are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM on that station here.
Hi, Kelly!
And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. And we are brought to you today by Pro Flowers.
Woo!
What I love about Pro Flowers, let me explain.
Yes.
Pro Flowers sends you a wonderful cardboard box with those beautiful roses in there.
Yes.
At least when I get them, I get roses.
Of course, because you're a class guy.
For my lovely lady. And the cool thing about Pro Flowers, and I don't know a lot about roses, but I'll tell you about the Pro Flowers roses. When they come in the box, they look brand new. They look like they just were cut.
Exactly.
They look like they just came off the bush.
Yeah, the what?
A lot of times you'll see the flowers that you might think are a bargain,
yeah,
and they're beautifully fully bloomed.
Yeah.
But I really think that the good ones are the ones that, as soon as you put them in water, the next day they begin to show you their true beauty.
The entire lifetime curve.
Right.
You want them before they're at their peak, so
right,
you get to enjoy them longer.
And with all the sports on TV, myself included, watching the Red Sox until like 2 o'clock in the morning, my lady is very tolerant of my sports fandom, but the fact is, during these troubled times, I should probably help her out with some flowers from Pro Flowers.
You need one in the win column, Mike.
That's right.
Like the Red Sox.
If you would like to find a huge selection of bouquets starting as low as $19.99, type in my password, TMOS, and get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Pro Flowers was recently awarded highest customer satisfaction with online flower retailers by J.D. Power and Associates. Visit jdpower.com for more info. Here Here's what I want you to do to get one dozen assorted roses for only $19.99.
Change back on a 20, Oscar.
Plus the free glass vase. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. And we thank ProFlowers, a longtime sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we appreciate their business. We truly do.
They're one of our favorite broadcast partners.
And what's cool about ProFlowers, we'll pull back the curtain a little bit.
Sure.
Every time that they run a little advertising on a show, they want to show you their stuff, and they send you some flowers, and we fight over them. Because we want to make ourselves look good in front of our ladies.
Sure.
Or, in Rob's case, he enjoys the flowers himself.
Well, of course. You know what? And what I like to do is I can arrange them.
Yeah.
And one time
puts
I made
his hair.
One time I made a boutonniere.
That's lovely. That's fantastic. We welcome Officer Meg visiting us again.
Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Likes to drop by occasionally. She when she's not chasing bad guys. And how has the bad guy business been lately? You know, the night we went out, it was kind of a quiet night. Outside of that time, you took me to the jail. It was a little bit scary. But, you know, it's quiet. And what do they say? It's hours and hours of
boredom
punctuated by seconds of terror.
Pure terror.
Chaos. And that's how it goes down. And it's been crazy around this area.
It was insane this past week.
Has the shutdown, is that getting into what you do at all? I mean, does that affect people's psyche, or
is that like summertime for students?
I just get the impression, even if you're not directly affected, I get the sense, especially around here, that collectively people are just on edge and they're a little pissed off.
It's better for traffic though.
There it is, bad boys. It's better for what?
Traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Less traffic.
So you don't have people doing that. And let me put this as gently as I can. I would think that the government shutdown in the area where Meg works, let's just say perhaps it is not affecting people directly, because they might not have been here that long anyway.
Yeah, if there had been
What
about the INS?
You've got that too.
Yeah.
You know, that happens as well. But so what's it like out there? How's it going? Anything exciting happen in the world of Coptum that you can talk about, or can you not talk about any of it?
No, I can talk about it.
Okay.
This weekend was pretty crazy. I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I walked away saying that was probably one of the worst weekends I've worked in a long time.
Really?
Wow. It's very stressful, like just dealing with people, playing the system, trying to play the system.
And people are uptight.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, just dealing with a lot of mentals. I mean, it was crazy this weekend.
And incidentally, when she says that, that is the technical term that they use.
Yeah, emotionally disturbed person.
That's how it's referred to.
How do they play the system?
You get arrested and you say, oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
You are so good at knowing that. And really, so I would imagine a rookie who's out there who is not familiar, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of times the people that do this, they've been in your custody before.
Oh, yes.
So you know that they pull this stuff all the time.
She has regular customers.
That's why I have a job. Job security.
A lot of repeat business. Do they, so you get this, will a rookie that's out there freak out when they do that the first time?
There's usually two of us there, and it's usually not two rookies on a scene. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I took over for somebody else, and this guy obviously was playing the system. And basically, when I got in there, just like when I went to the hospital with you, I was like, we're not playing this game. Let's go. You know, kind of one of those things. And
here's what's amazing. And without going into any real details, when we did this, it was a person that had been in the system a number of times. And Meg knew this person backwards and forwards. How many times had you been in contact with this person that we were dealing with?
Oh, like 5 or 10.
Five or ten times.
I got family I don't see that often.
This person comes across, when you would look at this person, as this sweetness and light little person. And, you know, I was kind of looking, hey, gosh, Meg, God, why she's being a little harsh, this person. And then you see that this person is completely just gaming the system
and knows how they're doing it.
And it's tough. It really is. There's a lot of babysitting on the job.
That's what I did Sunday, and it was just frustrating. I mean, because the guy had done it before, and he's like, oh, I knew, and he admitted it, you know, he totally admitted it. He's like, I knew I was going to jail, so I figured I'd go to the hospital first.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
They know what to do. And I was like, I don't care if I have to stay here until 5 a.m. I'm taking you to jail. And I did.
Wow.
And you waited. So, and that's the
not
thing,
at 5 a.m.
Another thing I learned when we went on the ride along is that if you have And this, people should be aware that this is what people in law enforcement all over the country deal with on a regular basis. If you come up, you've got, say, an eight-hour shift, and you have 15 minutes left in your eight-hour shift, and all hell breaks loose, you know, it's not like, oh, hey, sorry, got to go. I mean, when we talk about the people that protect and serve, the bottom line is they're there, and it's not
overtime.
It's not a question of, you know, of hanging out
there
because they choose it. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the worst things that can happen with you is if there's a terrible situation with, like, 5 minutes left on your shift, because that means...
We're not going home.
You're not going home. In some cases, you're going to be, you'll be there for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've never done a 24-hour shift, but close to it. I mean, and some of us will have court in the morning and then we work the evening shift. So automatically you have a 16 to 18 hour day.
And you don't have, you know, it's not like you walk into your superior and go, I'm really tired. I had a late shift last night and I had court in the morning and I don't want to come to work tonight.
And they laugh at you.
Because that's the code.
Can I ask her something that's kind of close to both your hearts that we haven't talked about?
Sure.
Here? There was a kind of a quote unquote motorcycle gang attack in New York, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, yeah. Okay.
What would you call it?
A bunch of a-holes.
Okay, well, they're not gangs. It's not.
And don't
it's
call
not
them bikers.
It's not Sons of Anarchy.
She's a biker, too.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking
that's
you
how
guys.
That's how we got to be friends, because we're bikers.
I've watched a video, and if you haven't seen the video, you probably have on the news. It's a bunch of guys riding along, and they seem to antagonize an SUV.
Sure.
The SUV gets scared. They have a two-year-old in the car with them. They end up running over one of the bikers to kind of flee the scene.
He was pretty banged up, too, the way I understand it.
Yeah,
he's
still in critical condition.
He's going to be paralyzed.
And the bikers basically caught up with the SUV, broke through the winch, the actual driver's size window.
Yeah, you see, everybody's seen that. Most people have seen that video.
Yeah.
Basically beating the guy to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bystander comes in and stops it.
Mm-hmm.
And the backlash that's coming across the country to this, because not all bikers are like this.
Right.
No.
It's pretty impressive on many fronts. One, people, the way that they don't understand, and maybe impressive isn't the right word, but it's surprising. They don't understand what it takes to be on a motorcycle. And on the other end, they don't realize that this group in New York is not indicative of most motorcycle clubs.
And it's important to point out, and not indicative of most sport bike clubs either, because I've done a lot of charity events, and so is Meg, where the sport bike contingent shows up and they support the event.
Sure.
This is a sport bike event that draws a tremendous amount of very bad people, and they cause a lot of trouble in New York City, and they do this, and then there was an undercover cop that apparently
there were multiple officers there.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you, if someone is undercover, and I don't clearly the protocols are different, and this happens now, it looks like the officer might be charged because he didn't step in. And I don't know what you would do if you're deep cover under some sort of drug case, or what's happening, what you exactly do. I don't know what an officer's supposed to do.
I've never worked undercover.
Yes.
And I couldn't live with myself if someone was going to get hurt, injured, or killed. You know what I'm
saying?
I'd have to, you know, you got to think about the totality of the circumstances. Is it really worth the drugs that you're going to get if you're going to let this guy die? I mean, you can't just do that. And I'm sure there's, you know, technical and all the policies and procedures of, oh, I don't want to break my cover. Well, really, is it worth it, someone dying? I mean, no, I don't think it is.
Well, you're probably undercover to prevent something like
this
happening,
right? But you can't just watch. Yeah, you can't just watch that.
So that would be the time to
participate.
That would be the time to break the cover, I would think.
You can only participate in certain, like, obviously, if you're, you know, doing stuff undercover, you're doing illegal activity, but it's all monitored and, you know, that kind of stuff. But you're not going out and killing people and hurting people.
We will have this story is in News You May Not Need. And the way I understand it is that the undercover officer that has been charged in this what his participation was, he broke one of the windows and then he took off. He was not there for the actual beating of this this individual, but still,
why would
you
break
broke one of the windows?
He broke one of the back window of the Land Rover that was out there, and then he left the scene. It's weird. Not all the facts have come out, but apparently these guys, Meg, are based on the amount of law enforcement surrounding these guys, this is a real bad group. There's a lot of other stuff going on besides just having fun and running around New York.
Yeah, why are undercovers already in that crew?
Because there probably is would assume a drug culture of some kind that might exist within this group.
The technical phrase, Mike, is they're up to no good.
You know what it speaks to?
They're selling porn.
It's the mob, too. It's the mob. I mean, really. Yep. I mean, we see this in the Middle East. We see this everywhere. You probably have training to that effect where you get a large group of people. That's when things can go south very, very quickly.
Oh, the mob mentality.
The mob mentality. Yeah. And that's classic what it was. I mean, I'm cut off on a highway by somebody, and I might, let's just say, gently express myself and indicate to them how I feel about them doing that. Mm-hmm. When you're on a motorcycle, you have a heightened sense of tension anyway about your well-being. It's not like a fender bender. In our case, it's going to be a broken bone or worse. So I'm very aware of cars being a-holes out there. And a lot of people that are driving four-wheel vehicles don't realize the damage they can do, and they have no concept of space with a motorcycle or giving a motorcycle
some
leeway.
Yeah.
You put a motorcycle in with 7 or 8 or 9 other motorcycles and pull that crap, suddenly you're empowered because, your friend saw what happened.
Sure.
And then that mob mentality kicks in. It's very, very scary. But, and if you're in the wrong group of people, something's going to happen. I think the mob contributes to that more.
The gentleman who stepped up, though, an immigrant, I think one of my people.
Stepped in.
Stepped in.
Unbelievable
courage. Stop it. I said, whoa.
Right.
F-O-B.
Right.
Just rolled up and stopped this mess.
And that music played.
That's when every time. He said, stop immediately.
Stop.
Body.
Or something.
Good for him.
Well, let me just say, we can Monday morning quarterback, and how the news does whatever they want with the situation.
All bikers are bad.
We don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Right.
Like I said, I can only tell you from my personal standpoint that I wouldn't let something like that happen in front of me. But then again, it's you versus the world, essentially.
Sure.
You versus 40 people. So you have to figure out how you're going to handle a situation.
Yeah. Obviously, you work alongside cops every day of your life. Do you think that there is something that is a common trait among all officers that an instinct at that point should or would kick in? Because if your reaction would be you have to get involved because people are in danger, do you think other cops would do the same thing?
It's hard to explain because I think you can't put a broad spectrum on that. Because,
sure.
I mean, say you're in a bank and three guys with guns come in and they're robbing the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you and maybe some squirrely security guard.
Okay.
Like the town.
Squirrely. Do you notice she used the term squirrely? Squirrel.
I noticed she gestured towards you.
Yes, squirrely. Hello, sir. You can have all the money you want. Moose out front should have told you.
Sometimes we're taught to be the best witness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm with you.
And for me, if I pull out my gun and start, I can only shoot one, so fast, and there's three of them versus one of me.
So the best thing for you to do is just sit tight, make sure nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, and if something were to start, he starts popping off rounds, then I can't tell you what's going to happen because nothing ever happens A, B, C, D, and you expect it. So everything's totally different.
And, one thing I think we learned recently with the incident of the shooting down on Capitol Hill with that disturbed lady that took the police on a chase. I was watching the law enforcement around her car with that one piece of videotape, and it's just... My heart immediately went out, believe it or not, to the cops. Now, you're getting the family saying that this was, this force didn't need to be used. It's constantly, that's your job. It's this amazing gray area where you never do. You never know what's going to get. I was looking. I could almost see through the video those officers down there.
Not wanting to shoot.
Wrestling with that situation.
They were all lasering each other.
Yeah.
So if one of them shot, they could have shot another cop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Well, and I watched it the first time. I'm like, well, why didn't they do this? And then I sat there and watched it again because they replayed it and replayed it and replayed it. And I'm like, they're all, if you look at it, they circled the vehicle.
See, I didn't know that. So when you say lasering each other, I didn't know that.
Shot this way, there's a cop standing over here. You have to be of you're trained. Be aware of your surroundings and beyond.
Okay.
Plus, did they see the kid in the back? I don't know. We don't know that.
Okay.
Did they see the child in the back of the car? if they had shot her and then, you know, one round goes off, most times, you know, everybody else kind of joins in.
Right.
And then, you know, you're shooting possibly this child, this innocent, you know, 1-year-old. Yeah.
That would have been a much more significant
disaster. I don't know, but I correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think she got shot until after the car was stopped and she was coming out or something.
No, she was not shot.
Fled the scene and then.
And then she was shot, yeah. Right?
But well, I mean, she was shot in the car.
She was shot in the car.
But they haven't released which bullet. If it was the officers who shot as she fled, or if it was when
fled.
She, as she fled, and then or it was when the officers that stopped her subsequently after she fled the scene.
Okay, I don't think when they all had her surrounded, they had any rounds go off.
No, she was driving away, yes.
After the escape.
Last question, okay. We got to go to break here, right. and I didn't expect we'd be inundating you with cop talk, right. But sometimes it's interesting for us when we get somebody who's in
law
enforcement.
Remember, this is a lot, just my opinion and my training, so.
Yeah, well, you make it clear, and you make it clear that you're speaking for yourself, and you're talking about, you know, your experience and the way you feel. That's why I'm asking your opinions about this. When you are on the job, do you get a sixth sense of circumstances, and has that been backed up where you will know, even if it's a routine traffic stop, where you will just have a gut and go, this is, you know, I'm going to, you know, be more aware of this situation than you're aware of everything, but you just get a gut that this ain't right.
Yes. By their mannerisms or the way they pull over, their actions. And you just kind of, you get the little hair on the back of your neck standing up. And it's always the first thing out of my mouth is, send me another unit, you know.
So you pick up on that right away.
Yeah. Wow. And you always want to at least have someone, because they're not always constantly coming towards you if it's just a routine, I don't want to say routine, because nothing's routine, a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've gone up to cars and it's been a screaming match in there. And I'm just like, all right, this isn't going to go well, especially since I'm going to write him a ticket or her.
Right.
You know, this is.
And that's how you met Mike, right?
Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
We'll continue with some more of this really fascinating cop talk. I kind of, you know, cool. I've always wanted to do that with you, but I didn't want to insult you. But now we're friends, so I can insult you. We're going to talk more
insult
cop talk.
Me.
We're going to come back with Officer Meg and more fun and more thrills, including the story of my Red Sox.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous.
Hello, everyone.
I'm Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Chances are by now you've tried Hulu.com and you love it, but now you've got to try Hulu Plus so you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies on your television or on the go with your smartphone or tablet device thing. Is that you?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. And should I be prepared? Is this Rob's B-Wack copy?
No, we play closely because this is a serious business, Hulu Plus.
How about this? It all streams in HD for the best viewing. I've used Hulu Plus. I know that. And I've done it on my tablet and on my computer.
Tablet thing.
And I've also done it on my Apple TV. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite current TV shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, and Family Guy. I love the fact that, I was so grateful when you guys came in 2 weeks in a row and said, Saturday Night Live, did you see it? And I said, no, I didn't see it, but I can get it.
You
got to
catch up. Got to catch up.
Moreover, you can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Awesomes, starring SNL's Seth Meyers, and Moon Boy, starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids. Personally, I love finding a program that I love, like Downton Abbey or Modern Family, and binge watching an entire season. I believe this is the future. Really, really do. And it's a great way to watch your favorite show. I also love that Hulu Plus offers a great selection of acclaimed films. For only $7.99 a month, you can stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want, whenever you want. And right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. That's a special exclusive offer just for our listeners. So make double sure that you use HuluPlus.com/TMOS to get the extended free trial, and they will know that we sent you. Remember, HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner, and we thank you.
Perfect.
Big night in the household. I will tell you this. I was sitting there in the late innings of the Boston Red Sox game against the Tampa Bay Rays, and I will say that this is supposed to be pleasurable for me.
It never has been, though.
But my wife would tell you that I'm not a pleasant person. And
you
I'm
were
not
so
a pleasant...
giddy when you left last night, though.
Yeah, as far as going
to see
the game.
You're like, I'm
going
to watch my guys.
Hope springs eternal. And they won, and I'm grateful that they won. And I've got to grow up a little bit. I've got to stop putting so much of my emotional well-being into this team.
This is the 20th anniversary of you saying this. You cannot change your spots, Mr. Leopard.
Did you yell at Carla? What happened?
No, I did not yell at Carla, but Carla said, I'm going to go upstairs with the baby.
What?
And I said,
did you bite Frankie?
No, I did not bite Frankie. I just
broke the skin.
It was, they almost won, and it was a good game, and it was entertaining, but I want them to win so bad that I get into a raggy mode.
It's
when they,
never enough.
And it was 1-0.
Yeah.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's, look, I will rail against, on the show today, I want to talk about the fact that this whole government shutdown is because people are, you know, not the greatest generation. Everybody's
right.
entitled, and everybody's all about me, me, me. And I know that's what sports really are. Sports is,
has it gotten worse?
Sports are so selfish.
Has it gotten worse?
It's gotten different. I don't know how I feel.
When did it change?
When they won in 2004, my beloved Boston Red Sox,
yes,
won the World Series for the first time in 80 years. I had never, ever, ever experienced a win like that. Then they won it in 2007. Now they're back to the dance again, and I feel like a brat. I feel like a brat. I feel like, I know I'm acting like a brat. I feel like it's like, now there is some part of me that feels like, well, of course, they've got to do it now. Come on, you're doing it. It's a personal affront to me. When it was a desperate battle as a fan, because we had been abused for so many years with those late game losses.
Right.
Now I feel like, I don't
know. But you're
like
a heroin addict.
I'm like a heroin. I love it.
That first hit, that first win.
Yes.
Was so great.
Right.
That you want that high again, but you can't have it.
But do you also,
you're right. You're close. Here it is. I think you're right. Now you're onto something. I think what it is the first win was exactly right. It was the heroin.
How
hit.
Many years were you? How you waited?
And then it's
your entire lifetime.
And
for
then
that.
It's like, because really, there's a documentary about it where Red Sox fans are supposed to go, "Huh, that's it. What do we do now?"
Yeah.
Well, what you do now is if you want it again.
Yeah.
You want it
but
again.
I Taste. Do think this, I thought this even before you brought up the documentary. I think when they won in 2004, I actually remember having the thought: is this is going to change Mike? This is going to change his relationship with the team, because for so long,
the lovable losers,
you had already set yourself up for the fact that they weren't going to win.
Right.
You could root as hard as you want, but you know what they did? They proved you wrong. They proved you wrong for 50 years of saying this will never happen.
You know
what
it
happened.
This is, and I feel like fans of teams that get to that win championships, what you become is you no longer are just there taking every little victory as a win. You want the whole thing.
You have to have the whole pie.
It's a greed-based thing, and I really feel like I've succumbed to that.
To a point where...
I watched them all season long with a prediction that they were going to finish like fourth in the division.
But you know what's going to happen? Let's say, just for fun, knock wood for your benefit,
yes,
that they win the World Series this year. You know what your first thought is going to be?
What's that?
I don't know about next year.
You're going to blow up the team.
Yeah, no, it is. It's gonna, it is. You'll be that way.
Let me just say, I'm in a raggy mood last night, and there's no reason for it. I'm busting myself here, okay?
Okay.
I'm giving myself crap because they have the best record in the American League. They have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Beautiful uniforms.
They've given... Stop it. Nah. Stop. I'm trying to make a point here. They have a wonderful postseason so far. They're up 2-1 in this series, so they're winning. They're even winning in postseason. And I'm
on
just,
the road.
And now I'm bitching about everything. A guy that fouls off a ball, I'll say, oh, you, yeah, nice beard. Yeah, way to go. What's the matter with you? Oh, come on,
that
Koji.
That beard's affecting your swing.
And, you know, it's
tangled
just,
in his bat.
I was just... And I have to get myself out of that. I think a lot of it might have to do, and I don't want to hurt our Tampa Bay listeners, but I will say that it was the way that team was. I really wanted that. I didn't.
You
like
don't care
Tampa
for their
Bay.
Personality.
Well, and they
don't
didn't
like
go
their.
Away.
I don't like their showboat.
They didn't want to go away.
Personality, because let me. I will now give you the look of 2/3 of the Tampa Bay lineup. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in good shape.
The guys you didn't want to hang with
no,
in high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, I like jawlines. I like
jawlines.
I like it
because
I hate them because I'm fat ass.
They all look like male models.
That's not the reason.
I didn't say that.
You said yeah, because they're in good shape.
Oh, there's implications and inferences everywhere.
But and then the one guy gets just a base hit. He gets a base hit. His name is Escobar, the shortstop. Escobar
Pablo?
Gets a base hit.
Pablo.
He's I'm on base or something.
I don't even know what his first name is. He rounds first
Herman.
Base. Floyd. Floyd Escobar gets a base hit.
Florian.
Early in the game, he gets a base hit. He runs around first, and he comes back, and he goes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does.
And I'm like, and they all have that attitude. Yeah. They had that attitude, which I don't want to see that attitude. I want to see just Do your job.
Most of those guys,
celebrate if you do well, but don't be like chewing your gum, little brats.
On Tampa's team, they look like cast members of the Jersey Shore.
They do.
That's what it is.
Thank
That's what
you.
Kills
Batting
That's
the situation.
And this is, I'm going to do it right to the camera. This is kind of like.
Pauly D's there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
And a Rays uniform.
Talented. And I was just like, so at the end, I became that fan, you know? Yeah, you're gone. Yeah. Bye, Tampa. That's the way I
Question
felt.
For
Terrible.
You.
Terrible. I'm not proud of myself.
You have to really be, in your words,
if you
raggy.
Had a camera on me watching that game alone,
yeah.
by myself.
It would have been better than TBS's coverage.
A beautiful family upstairs that I'm ignoring, and I'm down in my little, you know, den, just sitting there going, me, me,
There's
me.
Several levels of ragginess. You can be raggy. You can be so raggy that the next day you say, I realize I was being raggy.
Right.
Were you so raggy that in the moment last night you realized that you were being raggy? Did you know
yes.
it when it was that's the top of the peak, baby.
Carlos said, are you gonna be like this for the whole game? I said, I've been a Red Sox fan for as long as you've known me. Yes, I'm gonna be like this. He said, I'm going upstairs. Then I had the presence of mind. 5 minutes later, I called her. I said, you know, if things go really
oh you
well,
phoned her how nice
I said if things go really well we use our little intercom okay, on the phones because we're lazy. And I called her. I said, if things get really good, I'll come back upstairs. She said, okay.
She and said, who's this?
She was asleep by the time they won. But way to go, Red Sox. Speaking of sports, we'll talk about something else when we come back. That's for sure. Man, oh man, that break screws me up. Speaking of sports, FanDuel, we talk about it every week.
Yes.
FanDuel is our favorite fantasy football league. 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money. Immediate weekly cash payouts with no waiting, no upfront fees, no season-long commitments. You can play 1 week or every week and win. Yes. It may have been a problematic week for Team O'Mara this past Sunday.
I looked at your team on the field, and they were all chewing gum.
But thanks to Josh Murphy, I'm going to turn it all over to him. I'm not going to. I'm going to take my hand out of it, and I'm going to have.
Oh, Dan Snyder's walking away.
I'm going to have my management take over the team this week, and Josh Murphy will do it for me.
If there's another off week, what happens to manager Murphy?
I will say this is the only message I'd like to send to my FanDuel.com manager, Josh Murphy.
Or as we like to call him, Jomu.
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 Jomu, you're on the bubble.
Yeah.
It's an important week. You've got to deliver this week. And you know what? I got to be honest with you, Jomu. Your whole thing with your course load, you know, and I know you're trying to improve your lot in life by getting an education.
Didn't work for me.
The fact is, I'd like you to put your ass in this studio a little more often.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to, at the very least, if you're not going to be here and you're going to be out getting good grades,
sure.
I would really like you to, on your spare moments, put a little more time and effort into the lineup this
do
week.
Do you think
like,
that...
I want you to craft it.
Do you think that if he spent less time chasing his guitar doctorate,
yes.
do you think he would be in a less dicey situation?
I think he would.
Because the situation now, Mike, best described as dicey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Josh, I don't have anybody else to fall back on, okay? I don't know if this new intern that we're going to be interviewing next week...
The 70-year-old man?
...is going to be...
from Columbia?
...is going to be a good guy as far as football. So it's all on you,
yeah.
And I really want you to deliver. It's FanDuel. You can, they paid up to $135 million. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use my code TMOS to sign up today. And now I will say it, and I probably am going to regret this, but if you go to FanDuel
yes.
and you sign up and you have a team, feel free to drop me a line on Facebook and let me know if
your lineup is.
If your lineup is
yeah.
on there, and I would like to know if you kick my ass.
You
and,
go.
You know, you don't even have to give me the entire lineup. Just say, hey, I won on FanDuel, and, you know, you can rub my nose in it.
Yeah, you know,
and if I win, I'll let you know. I'm not going to lie. It's not something where I'm trying to
it's
pretend I'm doing
streak.
Well. Right.
Street.
FanDuel.com. Every week is a new season. FanDuel.com. And use the code TMOS to sign up today. I realize we've been a little sports heavy,
okay.
but in my never-ending quest
to
piss off our good friend Hank Reuter.
Hank,
you're wrong as usual.
Why? Hank, you ignorant slut.
Hank.
What'd he say?
Set in his ways, Hank. Hank's one of these, the many, many people that's weighing in on this Redskins
the changing
name
of
change
the name. Yeah.
debate. This is gathering steam as far as the name change for the Washington Redskins. And I agree, as much as I hate to do it, with one aspect of this argument that was put forward by Mr. Mike Wise.
Yes.
I don't think this problem exists if we don't have such a douche, arrogant owner.
I agree.
who said something along the lines of, "We will never change the name, and you can write that in caps."
Wow.
Well, you know, in this age of you have to be aware of other people,
yeah.
Mr. Schneider, you know, you really stepped on it. And now this thing has really gathered steam, and I think that you're dealing with, everybody says, well, there are lots of teams that have the Native American logos and stuff. Well, there are not a lot of teams that actually specifically mention the color of skin.
And I think that really
Period.
Is the line of delineation yeah. right there.
And that's where it is. And I just think that in this town, it's so funny because people are afraid like they're afraid with a lot of other debates. But there are so many things that are going on right now that
would
are...
Would skins work? That wouldn't work either, would it?
You know, I was reading some of the options that they have.
Oh, what options?
Renegades was one.
Oh.
Mount
Up. Warren G.
The Renegade. Warriors was another one.
Someone suggested the Cowboys, but apparently it's taken.
I would like the Warriors. The Washington Warriors?
I'm not going to go out on the limb here.
How about the Bullets?
You know, I think that...
I love the Bullets.
Sports are important to people. But,
Wizards.
But also...
Not a good name.
You know, heritage and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, but you know what about heritage? And I'm probably the guy that's most steeped in tradition in this room.
Yes.
I honestly feel that Snyder has tarnished the heritage enough
right.
that it doesn't matter.
Right.
This is not the team of 10 years ago, certainly not the team of 20 years ago.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a disaster. The game day experience has been slaughtered. It is no longer even pleasant.
It's true.
And you know what? And it's really... I grew up, when I came home from the hospital, my father had a poster of Sonny Jurgensen over my crib.
Right.
I grew up a strong Redskins fan.
Right.
I don't feel it anymore because it's not the same organization.
I like Redskins.
If you listen to Larry Michael, you actually don't need to say...
And you can do that by opening the window.
You don't need to say Redskins because Larry has pronounced it for his whole career as Washington Redskins.
Because he's in a hurry to get to the commercials.
Washington Redskins.
So we're yay or nay. Change the name, yay or nay, Rob Spiewak.
I say, based on principle alone, change the name. I'd love to know what the name is going to be.
Oscar Santana, yay or nay, change the name.
Nay, they're bigger fish to fry.
Officer Meg, yay or nay, change the name.
I don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they should worry about the government shutdown.
Right. Ooh, look at that. Mike O'Mara. Radio's Mike O'Mara says.
Weighing in.
Here we go. In all caps.
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Oh, pussy. Come on.
Epic fail. Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy. There's nothing that I've ever experienced to touch this. And the only time that I'll have the equal of this will be next year when we win the Super Bowl for the second time in a row.
And out. Have bit for this week before we get out of here.
How about we pull?
He will visit with his
the squire?
His list of new names.
Oh God, you know
that'll
like
be
that.
Some serious comedy.
Can't
writing.
Wait to Jack come in
Kent
tomorrow.
Cook will be composing.
Would you be okay with this?
Yes.
Say you're against the name.
I really don't
and you're
have.
For
a,
the change.
I don't. I'm like kind of like Meg. I don't have a lot of strong feelings on it.
So
I really don't. Except that the people that are indignant, I have strong feelings about the people that are going, how dare they? It's like, or say, never. We'll never change.
Yeah,
it.
But what Come about on. The side of the other people? I mean, it's bad enough when we litter.
Oh God!
Jesus.
Oh,
right.
Jeez.
Anyway,
so just quickly,
there's Rob Spiewak.
I what? Said change the name.
Would
right.
it be okay if they kept the name and the NFL and the Redskins gave a portion of the proceeds, like some sort of endowment or fund, to this tribe?
I think that
that'll happen.
I've read a lot that would indicate that ship has sailed.
Oh no!
Because of the arrogance of the owner, and they use the word about Dan Snyder. They use the word
you can
arrogant.
Pay off anyone.
They use the word bully. Where he's like, nah, not going to have to do it. I'm a tough guy. He has always been. Anybody that's been. Rob, you've been around him. I've been around
him. Yeah.
I've met the guy before. This guy is Johnny Tough Guy.
He's no Ted Leonsis.
He's just so. He thinks he is all that.
Yeah.
He thinks his money makes him taller than he is. He's a little man, and he is a little man in many different ways. He was a little man the way he came into the organization to start with.
Yep.
He is a very arrogant guy, and the fact is, ultimately, as much as I'm a sports fan, this is a sports team. On the scale of everything in the world, I mean, this is not the end of the world. This is a diversion. It's entertainment. It's like changing the name of a stadium.
Yep.
It really is. That's where I come. Maybe I'm talking myself into saying, go ahead and change it. But when you talk about the history of racism in America, and, you know, implicitly the name Redskins, you know, it implies.
I never knew it was racist till this past
skin.
Year.
Well, you didn't know it, you know, Redskin. Really? How could you not know it was racist? Well,
where did you go to school?
I went to West Virginia University, where everything is accepted.
No, there's like actually high school.
There's racism in this organization. Do you know that up until not too long ago?
People like to compare it to the Fighting Irish, too. I hear that argument all the time.
But that's not.
The Fighting Irish was cultural.
Yeah,
because
you
know,
guys fought.
It was
time.
A cultural stereotype, and it's a drunken Irishman. It's like the drunken Irishman, but it's still
time.
Even drunken Irishman. It's cultural,
so that's okay.
Specifically, you're referring to the color of skin. Like, how would you feel if it was the Washington Brownskins?
Oh. And there was the Browns in Cleveland really pissed me off.
And there was a
that's named after Paul Brown.
No, I'm asking you serious because I want you to get serious because you're afraid of the topic. I know.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not afraid of it.
I know you are.
I'm not afraid.
Yes, you are.
I'm not afraid.
Because
I just said I want the name to be the same.
But the thing is, how would you feel if it was a Hispanic cartoon character and the name of it was Brownskins? That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, I understand that. And I can't tell someone how to feel about that.
Right.
I will say that if the
I'm just
brown,
asking you how you'd feel
if
about
the
that.
Brown skins were celebrated and they're a most important part of this sports landscape, then I think I might be okay with it.
Okay. All right. Very.
It's not a negative connotation.
Rob just wrote
or association.
That. Pedro says quarterback sneak.
No. But you know, also if you're going to bring racism into it, there's something that should be said. Is for a long time in the NFL. They were the team, the Washington Redskins, with the biggest Southern fan base.
Okay.
And I think we can all agree that when racism dies, it'll probably live its longest in the Southern part of our country.
That's interesting. That's an interesting
and
point.
To a point where the original lyrics to Hail to the Redskins was not fight for old DC, it was fight for old Dixie.
Here's the thing.
And it really, we do it. They did, and they had the Washington Redskins radio network had a huge Southern contingency. So if you're going to bring in racism, that is a factor that cannot be ignored.
But they didn't make the name. Do you think they picked the name? They simply
Then the team came from Boston.
Yes.
But the name was already with it.
We're talking about decades of protests over this. I remember 20 years ago when they were protesting out in front of RFK. I remember that. Like it was yesterday.
I thought they were protesting the smell of urine.
Bottom line, is it going to make the Redskins better? No.
No.
I mean, so why are we talking about it, honestly?
Well, you know, there is a question to... I want to get to the original point about the Native Americans that are making their real stand for this
right.
and doing, you know, as a credit to them, a much more efficient job of protesting and
people have
letting
past.
People know. This is a conversation that I've always been curious about.
All right.
When someone says to me, you're being too sensitive, I usually counter immediately with being, you're too insensitive. You can't wash away other people's feelings by saying, you're overreacting. Well, you think that person's overreacting because it doesn't bother you. I think we might be talking about the Redskins' name, but it actually goes into the whole congressional thing, too. My team, your team, I win, you win. We all have to mature. We have to realize that, you know, a term that was used for black people back in the day is no longer in, you know, it's used, but it's not accepted.
Yeah, and that certainly can't be the new team name.
but the fact is, it really is something that, as much as it might be easy for a big fan of the team that remembers it growing up with their father and stuff like that, and it's still a sports team. And look what these owners do. I bring you the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, it happens. They do it for money. You're saying you're not going to be able to change the name because of the fact that people are, you know, there's a minority group in this country that it represents a hate speech to them, and it does.
Yeah,
I can't say I'm not in there. I'm not in their world. I can't say that that's not offensive.
I guess. Let me be clear on my point. I agree with you. No one can take away the point that you can't tell someone how to feel about something because that is their culture. That is what they believe. Mm-hmm. And they say that this is offensive. Right. I understand that. Now, the question is, how do you in one way or another make it right? Is Dan Snyder making the right choices by saying we're not negotiating, we're not talking about this as a non-issue?
We'll never change the name is what
that's
he said.
That's not the right
tack. He's handling it like John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Though I would say that...
And the NFL incidentally is moving towards the name change.
Yes.
I think it's pretty clear that's going to happen.
But in the long run, I sit here and I feel like, okay, I get the Redskin side of things, but what's going to happen when the next small interest group comes around and they dictate how a business does business?
I think you have to take each situation on a case-by-case basis.
And
you're talking about, this has been a long time coming, Oscar. This has been a long time.
I could say Speedy Gonzalez offends me all the time because it's full of stereotypes, that cartoon.
That's true.
I could say that, but I'm not.
It's not.
But if a small.
And see, that's the problem. A lot of people that make your argument,
yes,
they bring up those analogies. They say Speedy Gonzalez. They say Fighting Irish. They are not. It's if it was going to be similar to what you're talking about, you would have to say Speedy Brownskin, or you would have to say Speedy ethnic slur type of thing. The fact is, and there are a lot of people that say, you know, Redskin was originally used by Native Americans to describe themselves. That may be well and good, but it was also used as a racial derogatory term referring to American Indians in this country, Native Americans, during a very dark period in our history.
And to
that's just fact.
And to that point, when you say what happens when the next small interest group comes up.
Yeah, well, I hate when that happens.
Well, even if it is a small interest group, what's happened here is no matter how powerful the NFL gets, they still have a customer base. They still have to serve their clients.
Yes.
And if even a small portion makes enough noise that it makes the entire client base realize that what they're doing is wrong, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but if they have the majority of the people that follow this team feel that it's wrong, then as someone in any sort of business, they're going to have to react to
That's the key,
because
though,
it is business.
That is the key. From what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, the majority don't think it's wrong. And is that right? I don't know.
You're talking about
right
the majority of Native Americans, the majority,
overall of the fans.
Of the fans.
Yeah.
Don't think the name's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would go a little step further and say that when you're talking about a team name, but the heritage that you're talking about, you're not talking about a heritage. You're talking about a tradition. You're talking about a football team that has been around for a long time. But, you know, when you're talking about a cultural heritage, you're really not talking about a cultural heritage,
but
are you?
It's not being used for bad intent. Like, that's what, you know, that's kind of like what I deal with. Are you intentionally doing something wrong? Mm-hmm. No, they're not. It's
that's
the name.
It's an interesting point
of view. So where's the intent of, you know, saying Redskins, we're saying the Redskins because we're mocking Native Americans. That's not what it is.
No, but judging intent is almost like quantifying feelings.
But when you say hail to the Redskins,
you're
celebrating them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, that's not according to the Native Americans that are talking about this. And, you know, you can get to the point where
broker a deal.
Do you see it changing? I think it seems like it might be changing
when the NFL decides that it's bad for business. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We've seen it grow even in the 20 years we've been together. The NFL is probably the most well-run, forethinking, business-oriented organization out there.
Well, you don't want anybody being unhappy, clearly.
But they see it being bad for business. And I think last year, weren't the Redskins the second or third most profitable franchise in all sports?
And the most valuable.
If it stops helping out the NFL,
then
you can bet the NFL will step in real quick.
Yeah, it comes down to sponsorship
and money. And it's always money.
Ooh, do I get a coin?
Shiny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Where did that come from?
All right, subject changer.
I know, I had to because I was sick
of the
Redskins.
That's a good signal.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. No problem.
I'm sick of this.
Thank you, Meg. Thanks for saying our topic was completely worthless.
I was just weighing in. That's her feelings. You can't tell her feelings are wrong.
She said at the beginning she doesn't care. That's okay. I accept that. Yes, tell me about your coin.
I've made some friends from being on this show, and I've also had a lot of haters, but that's okay, beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Serena from the California Highway Patrol hit me up on Facebook, and we actually almost talk like every day on Facebook.
Cool.
He's a Chips.
Oh, nice.
California Highway Patrol.
And he worked with an officer, Brent Clearman, who was also in the Marine Corps. And Jeff made a coin specifically with for Mr. Clearman, who is a fallen officer.
Oh, how nice.
He passed away in 2006. He was hit by a car. The car fled the scene.
Brent Clearman.
And his wife should be listening right now. Her name's Kathy. So hi to
wonderful.
Kathy and Jeff. And Jeff does a lot of stuff for charities. And he might be doing an Officer Down Memorial Ride out in California next year.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
He sent this specifically for you.
Oh, wow.
I got one, too.
That's wonderful.
This
in memory of Officer Brent Clearman, Oakland area. And that's just terrific. California Highway Patrol.
Half
officer.
Of it was because he was a scout sniper in the Marine Corps.
That's
and,
on the other side.
Yep.
Yeah. Which
wow.
Is,
and, what a career.
That's his picture.
There we go.
So let's honor him just a little bit. You
right
know, from
there.
The camera.
There we go.
Or the point and stuff.
The
and Jeff is a huge fan of the show.
That's how
Jeff.
I,
thank you, Jeff.
Very and kind. Of course, I had to.
Oh, look at that.
A little present for baby Michael. Oh,
the
that king. Is cool.
It is the classic is tuxedo t-shirt.
Look at that.
Yeah, nice.
There is the king, ladies and
Pony
gentlemen.
Pony can fit in that.
The king. I love good. That. That is awesome. And then on the back, it has the
like
king.
That, ah, that nice. Is wonderful.
A thing of beauty.
So we go from talking about things that maybe do they really, well, they do matter to certain people. We should be, I don't want to diminish anybody.
That's true.
But then we talk about, you know, people that put their lives on the line every single day. That's, and, you know, who knows where this debate is going to end. I just read, there was a lot of sentiment about it today, and I decided to talk about that subject because you never, ever know what's going to happen. Prediction. Do you think it'll change, and when will it change?
It will change, and it'll change in calendar year 2015, and really? It'll because and whether or not we know it or not, it'll because the NFL steps in.
Okay, Oscar Santana.
It will, and I would say 2020.
2020, that long,
yeah.
Huh?
Great show.
Officer Meg, you think it'll change?
I think it will. They did it at the college level. They made the William & Mary tribe take their feathers off their logo.
That's right.
Really?
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think it will change, and the name change will be changed to the Washington Hank Rooters. Sorry, Hank, I have fun poking fun.
While they're changing,
I kid because I love.
While they're changing, they really should update one other thing and call themselves the Landover, whatever they are. The Landover Hank Rooters, maybe.
The Ral Johns.
How about the Landover
the
Washington
eliminated. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I got warm. Did it get warm in here?
A little bit. Well, it was a heated discussion.
I got passionate about that. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Amazon's the one place to go for everything you need. Ready for Halloween? No? Well, don't be frightened, kids. Listen up, boys and ghouls.
Bye.
Amazon's got you covered. Amazon has costumes, decorations, pumpkin carving kits, eerie sound effects, fog machines, makeup, capes, tombstones, scary lights, top hats, fake blood by the gallon, gangs of skeletons, and, of course, all your favorite Halloween candy at prices so low. Rob Spiewak,
then it's scary.
The only thing that you'll have to provide is the screams. Amazon makes it a cinch. If you need it, Amazon has it always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. And don't forget, it's the best place for all your office supplies, too. Today and every day, save money and support the show. What's the best webpage and how do you get there? You go to Mike O'Mara Show and click on Meg.
Amazon.
Don't, just click it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Don't click on Meg.
You don't click on Meg.
No.
No.
You don't do that.
No, it's we rude.
But it's Amazon. That's what we wanted to tell you about.
I don't
thank
know you,
you
that way.
Around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
U.S. officials said Wednesday that the Obama administration is poised to slash hundreds of millions of dollars in military and economic assistance to Egypt. Oh, Egypt music. Here we go. The announcement is expected this week, once official notifications have been made to all interested parties. The U.S. has been considering such a move since the Egyptians...
Walk like an Egyptian.
Of course.
Since the military ousted the country's first democratically elected leader, so we're going to stop sending some money to Egypt. We'll see how that plays.
All right. Well, will they stop sending us whatever they send us then?
A lot of trouble is what they send us.
Boy, tell me about it.
An undercover police detective was arrested. We talked about this earlier as fallout from a burst of motorcyclist mayhem reached a new level, with investigators saying the officer was shown on video hitting and kicking an SUV before bikers attacked its driver. Boy, this name. Rob, I know you love the Eastern European names.
Sure.
Wojciech Braszczak.
Yes. Wow.
Braszczak.
Make sure you get that polished.
Braszczak.
Yeah.
He was off duty when he joined a motorcycle rally that spiraled into violence. He was expected to be arraigned Wednesday. He surrendered Tuesday to face riot and criminal mischief charges.
That makes it different. If he was off duty... but undercover. He wasn't working undercover in that gang.
Okay. There you go.
So that means he could be in bigger trouble?
Yeah.
That's the way that...
Cha.
You're off duty? You're not working.
So he's got a lot of answering to do. Americans are holding Republicans primarily responsible for the partial government shutdown as public esteem sinks for all players in the impasse. President Barack Obama among them, according to a new poll.
Okay.
It's a struggle with no heroes, so everybody's getting fallout.
It stinks. Also, I was thinking about this. Well, people get, and it's not really vacation, but even if they want to take a quick trip somewhere,
yeah.
God forbid they spend the money to take the trip. They're not making money right now,
right.
And then this gets settled, and they got to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Like, this is just limbo.
It, I would say, Rob Spiewak, it sucks on ice.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I'd double that.
The Associated Press GFK survey. I'm not sure who GFK is. That came out Wednesday, today. It affirms expectations by many Washington Republicans among them that by many in Washington Republicans among them that the GOP may end up taking the biggest hit in public opinion from the fiscal paralysis, just as that party did when much of the government closed 17 years ago. Yep. But the situation is fluid 9 days into the shutdown, and there's plenty of disdain to go around. I think I get the sense that, yeah, people are probably holding the Republicans a little more responsible for this, but at the same time, we hate them all.
Yes.
Because
oh, yeah.
they're causing all this trouble. ABC says Kanye West is appearing on Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. Oh, this kind of bugs me. I was hoping that it would be a real feud, and when he goes on, they'll make jokes and play nice. That's less than 2 weeks after the pair got into what Kimmel called a rap feud. Doesn't this fuel the argument that maybe this whole thing was contrived to start with?
You know what? I've been following Jimmy Kimmel on Twitter for a long time.
Right.
This was so, like, matter of fact.
You think it was legit?
Yeah, and then when you hear Kanye West in his interviews,
right.
you could see him up at 4 a.m. in whatever mania of beats he's making, right. and then he sees this and he just goes crazy.
Yeah.
So you really think it's legit?
I do, and the way that he reacts to the paparazzi as well, it's just the man, I don't think he thinks before.
And you know what? He stands to gain a lot. Kanye does.
You know, I think I might be watching because Kanye West, the ultimate loose cannon, Jimmy Kimmel, very quick on his feet. Yeah. So let's just hope maybe something really special happens tonight.
Maybe he'll wear a skirt, too.
Kanye! The musician will be a guest tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and in late September, Kimmel's show aired a skit that mocked a West radio interview by having a child recreate it. Did you see this, Meg? It was really great. It was Kanye talking about how wonderful he is, and they just put a kid in with all of Kanye's lines, and it was pretty funny.
Wow.
West responded with an irate phone call to Kimmel. I didn't know that he gave
yes.
He personally called him, and a series of Twitter messages that labeled the comedian out of line and unfunny. So we'll have to see what happens tonight. Which Keeping Up with the Kardashians couple might be on the rocks always makes for good tabloid fodder, but one couple is ready to say they are over.
Ooh.
And have been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
It is.
Kris and Bruce Jenner.
Oh, man.
And by the way, Mike, great job on the show today, you know, soldiering through. I know this is heavy on your mind.
I'm just so sad.
I know.
I'm so sad they're no longer together.
Bruce Jenner said he would cry if he could.
Kris and Bruce Jenner. Yes. Who gets the makeup? That's what I want to know. Kris and Bruce Jenner have confirmed they're separating. Well, they separated a year ago. They've been together 22 years. In an interview with Us Magazine, shocker, they're such whores.
Of course.
They're the Uber whores. I mean, we're all whores in this business because we have to get attention and we have to make money from advertisers, but they are something special. Kris Jenner says to Us Magazine, their scenes together on the show have been genuine, and there's no animosity between them. She says they're committed to their family. Her former Olympic champion husband says they'll always love and respect each other.
That's great. Maybe the cause of the divorce was that ointment she's been applying. Remember yesterday?
Nasty.
Oh, maybe it's middle of the night with Kris, too.
Oh,
not again.
Who wins there? Bruce does, right?
Yeah. I mean, the fact is,
he's
Bruce
on TV.
Yeah.
He's a free man.
Right.
Oh, Pound Town, here we come.
But I wonder, I think they've got enough money. They've put enough aside.
Oh, yeah. But Bruce had money before that all went down.
He had money before that. Will he still be on the show? That's the question.
He was an Olympian.
The decathlete.
You get like $1 million from 1981.
Well, no, he still occasionally is on the Wheaties box.
Oh, well, you know what? He does wear his jacket on the show from 1981 or whatever it was.
Yeah. So. But I think that they've amassed a bit of a fortune together. Yeah. I think that's the way it works. So will he be on the show?
He's got to be, I imagine.
And the ratings on that show have gone down almost in half.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't watching that show anymore. The American people have pretty much lost all respect for Congress, but at least our fine elected leaders can say take some solace in knowing we like them more than train wreck celebrities, serial killers, and diseases.
Good.
A new poll just asked people whether they had a higher opinion of Congress versus other notorious people and things. A few of the things people like more than Congress are, is great, Wall Street, witches, jury duty.
Hold it, witches?
Witches.
Witches.
Jury duty, dog poop, toenail fungus, cockroaches, the IRS, mothers-in-law, the DMV, potholes, zombies, hipsters,
cockroaches,
and hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah. Hate
that's,
a car. Hate
that's
that.
Pretty damning. When Congress finishes behind the IRS and DMV, you know they've lost us. But there were a few things people actually respect less than Congress.
Really?
People prefer Congress to Vladimir
Raindrops
Putin.
On roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Dog poop and toenail fungus. Oh, yeah. Anyway, people prefer Congress to Vladimir Putin, Anthony Weiner, Miley Cyrus, and the Ebola virus. Charles Manson.
I think I prefer Miley to Congress.
Charles Manson is less popular than Congress. Lindsay Lohan, less popular than Congress.
I can see that.
Honey Boo Boo, less popular than Congress.
Something. Honey Boo Boo.
Heroin and Syria and twerking. These are a few of my favorite things. Overall, only 8% of people surveyed say they approve of the job Congress is doing.
So
and
weird.
Now, a little something something.
I prefer Congress to brown paper packages tied up with strings.
You would think you are such a queen. He brings the sound of music. You'd think strippers would be able to block out insults from drunk idiots. Apparently, that's not always the case.
Yeah, Matt.
On Monday night, 31
Matt Buponi boy.
On Monday night, 31-year-old. Are you texting? Meg, are you texting?
All
are you texting
right.
during the show?
Nope.
Texting. She's addicted.
Yeah.
She's addicted to it.
I was reading an email.
On Monday night. Okay, thank you.
That's not
on,
better.
On Monday night.
Work email.
31-year-old Ernest Cadlick was at the Ernest Cadlick.
He's great.
He was at the Masters Gentlemen's Club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
You ever been?
And no, I don't think so. I haven't been to Myrtle Beach. It used to be the dollhouse. T-H-E-E.
The?
It used to be the dollhouse.
Oh, I bet you that's a classy place.
25-year-old Nicole Passmore was a stripper there. According to Ernest, she kept asking him if he wanted a lap dance, and he kept turning her down.
Yeah.
Finally, the third time she asked, and he said no, she just grabbed some money he'd left on the table and started giving him the lap dance anyway. And as she was giving him the dance, Nicole told him he had a, quote, sweet receding hairline.
Oh, you know what? That's not what I think you want to hear.
I can understand this guy a little bit. He responded, quote, yeah, and you're a snaggle-tooth bitch.
Oh.
So Nicole immediately jumped up and started punching him in the face. She got in about 6 good shots before they were separated. Ernest ended up with a black eye, and Nicole was arrested for misdemeanor assault. And that's unusual because I've never seen a snaggle-toothed stripper.
You haven't?
Ever in my life.
West Virginia?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm joking. Yeah. It's a joke. It's a joke. We'll take a break.
She didn't know she was emailing. There.
Oh. We'll come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about pro flowers all the time. Have you been playing, spending most of your time playing fantasy football and watching games all weekend on TV? If you have, go to Pro Flowers and get your significant other some flowers.
Hmm? Yes.
Do that, please. Proflowers.com will give you a huge selection of bouquets starting as low as $19.99. Type in my password, TMOS, and get 12 assorted roses for $19.99, plus a free glass vase.
Love those vases.
Satisfaction is guaranteed. We told you about J.D. Power voting customer Pro Flowers the Customer Satisfaction Award, the best flower retailer online. Pro Flowers, that's the one to do. Here's what I want you to do. Go to get 12 assorted roses for $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. And we thank you in advance for supporting Pro Flowers. Let's get to the audio vault for Wednesday, October 9, 2013. Rob Spielberg.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's been all over the Facebook. Have you seen? I think Huffington Post was doing the most coverage of it. That Johnny Carson's ex-attorney is writing a tell-all.
About how bad Johnny was?
There is one great story that's getting more action than any other. Is that one time Johnny's attorney said, come with me. There's a place I want to go. Says, I think my wife, Joanna, that was wife number 2, I believe.
Yes, Joanna. Wow, that's some wild stuff. Yes,
I think Joanna is boning somebody.
Oh, really?
And so Johnny found out where her secret apartment was. Broke in. Joanna was not there, but you know what was in the secret apartment?
So Johnny thought that Joanna was boning somebody, and he was the jealous guy? I always thought he'd be the philanderer.
Yeah, well, I think that there's probably some even Steven there.
Right.
But he broke into the apartment. It was Joanna's apartment. She was not there, but you know what there were pictures of everybody? I mean, there was pictures of one guy everywhere in the apartment.
Who?
Frank Gifford.
Oh, my!
Oh, no!
So she was banging Frank Gifford?
Yeah, and that's what he's alleging. And that Johnny saw the pictures of Frank Gifford and broke down and cried in the apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was the cuckold.
He was cuckolded. Great word.
I'm really surprised because you always thought of Johnny as being the kind of guy that chases all the blonde women around.
Swinging
and does
dick.
All
Diane
that.
Cannon? Yeah.
That's some wild stuff.
How many times was he married?
Three, wasn't it?
I think a total of 4.
And he
maybe three or four. I'm not sure.
Because the first was Joe D.
Jody, my wife Jody.
And then there was Joanne.
So I went to the apartment. I see that there's Joanna's apartment, her love nest.
Her secret apartment.
And pictures all over the walls with Frank Gifford. Johnny, I'm going to cry.
Don't cry, Johnny.
That is so sad.
Well, here's the funny thing is that Kathy Lee addressed it on the Today Show yesterday.
Oh. Really?
Because you know what? Poor Frank Gifford, who's what, 99 now?
Yeah, but it was determined back in the 80s. Was it the 80s when this all broke that Frank Gifford had, you know, he had a wandering eye?
It wasn't his
famous,
eye.
It
wasn't his eye that was wandering.
But they set him
one-eyed
up.
One-eyed Willie.
The Inquirer set him up or something like that?
Somebody it was the Inquirer, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so Kathy Lee addressed it, and obviously... It's very possible it could have happened, but it's very funny Frank's first response to being called on it.
I got in the car. Frank was still asleep. And so he called and I said, hello. He said, you believe this? I said, well, tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. It was a long time ago. You know, tell me, did you have an affair with her? He goes, I can't remember.
Wow. He can't remember.
No, but the thing is I can understand maybe missing out on some of the details, but this is not just some piece of skirt. This is Johnny Carson's wife.
Well, he lied to Kathy Lee again.
Yeah, it's
true. I mean,
true.
If she's saying that on national television. But we haven't seen Frank in public in a long time, have we?
Is he still alive?
I think he's still with us.
Well, he can only go as far as the wires allow him because he's connected.
He's in the iron lung.
Well, you remember at his last season of Monday Night Football, they had him in like some sort of glass enclosed thing where he was like separated. They had him at the ESPN zone.
Yes. Very sad.
And it looked like something out of like Lex Luthor's hideout.
Oh, no. Very, very sad.
And he was once a great athlete.
I'd like to see images from Joanna Carson back in the day because I think she was a bit of a... I mean, Johnny had... he liked the good looking
ones.
He
did. And you know what? It seems to me four might be right. Might be about right. So I can't remember. That's
some wild
said.
Stuff.
Yeah.
A New York Giants football helmet. a used condom.
Oh, no.
And Ed's empty whiskey glass.
You are correct, sir.
I'll write it tomorrow.
Do you think that when Giff was done with her, he passed her on to Pat Summerall?
No. I think Pat Summerall
was... Didn't they play together?
Yeah, but I think Pat Summerall was the opposite, and he was kind of a straight shooter. I think he was okay.
Here you go. A nice picture for you
guys. Oh, there she is.
She's okay.
That's a very, that's an old, they were married young,
I guess. Well, Johnny married very young.
But it was his second wife, right?
I believe it was his second
wife. That's tough to keep track.
It is. But don't forget Jody.
Meg, Johnny Carson was a talk show host.
Yeah, before like David Letterman, right?
Yeah. 60 Minutes before.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I got a new favorite TV commercial. I posted it on my Facebook wall this morning. It's for Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets!
And the spokespeople are Snoop Dogg and Kate Upton.
Oh, no.
Snoop does his own rapping and Kate Upton... lip syncs to one of your favorite songs, Mike. Here it is for Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets coming up right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know what?
What?
That's absolutely on me. My apologies.
Okay.
Smell my savory garlic, but don't disturb the garden where I grow. Flavor fantastical.
You got what I need.
Yeah, exactly.
Flavor fantastical.
And that's what Kate Upton lip syncs.
You got what I
want to see it.
Well, here's the thing. It's a 4-minute commercial.
What's she wearing?
She comes in like an evening gown. She looks good.
Okay.
She looks good.
Very good.
And but the thing that troubles me, the thing that really, not the psychedelic.
I bet she eats Hot Pockets, too.
Looks like in this video she might have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It troubles
me. Are you texting again?
No, I'm getting phone calls. Sorry, Dad.
You are so addicted to this.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My sergeant was calling me. Oh, I got a work email.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. See, that's,
thank
that's
you.
Fine. That's acceptable.
It was Sergeant
you
Carter.
You want to answer it when he calls?
And in my studio, I'm the law.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah, whatever.
The problem is, it's not the psychedelic imagery. It's not all the double entendre where everything Snoop sings is either about Hot Pockets or pot. The problem is that Snoop is really allied himself with Larry King. And Larry King is in this video, too.
So surreal.
It starts out with Snoop.
It's like Diddy with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Snoop is on TV with Larry, and Kate Upton is watching.
So I hear you guys are really into Hot Pockets brand sandwiches.
Man, that's my man. Delicious, Larry. I mean, all those meats.
Yeah.
The crust is freshly baked.
So they're arguing about the crust versus the meat, and then at the end.
I tell you, you know what Snoop's into? He's into money.
He is.
That's what he's into.
But you know what?
He needs to buy weed.
Yeah.
He needs to keep his weed supply up.
But Larry is not going to get him money.
Yeah, do you smoke the weed after you eat the Hot Pockets?
So after they do most of the video and they've been arguing what's important in the Hot Pocket, the crust or the meat,
right?
Larry pops up again.
Hello, hello. Gentlemen, have you forgotten about the cheese? Hello. Wake up.
Is it ego with Larry or is he running out of money too?
He's got to be running out of money. You know what? That wife, that's an expensive hobby, that wife.
No, he's got
Sean Southwick King.
He's got all those jobs now.
He's got a lot of different jobs.
You know what? We could hire him for $200.
Larry.
Did Snoop change his name? Is it Snoop Pocket now?
Snoop Pocket.
Rasta Snoop Pocket.
Well, because he was Snoop Lion.
Snoop Dogg. Oh, Snoop, Snoop Pocket.
Real quick, I want to throw this in. Brand new product coming out for the fat people. You're going to love this.
Okay. Hang on to your wigs and keys. Starbucks offering something called now, I'm going to take you through this slowly, the Duffin. The Duffin. Okay, I know you're saying, I don't know, Duffin. It's a combination of a
donut and a muffin,
of a muffin and a donut.
Yeah, oh, right away.
They're calling it a Duffin. It's delicious. Combination of a donut and a muffin. And if you eat enough of them, you get a combination of diabetes and heart disease.
That's your magic audio vault, Mike.
That's it. Officer Meg.
Thank you.
Plug your ride coming up. You've got a ride coming up real quick. Plug
October 26th. Starting at Patriot Harley-Davidson, 10:30 in the morning. It's for the Santa's Ride to raise money to bring cancer patients to the local hospital presence. The kids.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
It's the Santa kids. Ride. What's Thank the date you. Again?
10/26.
We'll have that up on our website, too. If you'd like tech support questions answered for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. Meg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Oscar Rob, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, yeah. One more thing.
Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.